coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. Stop me if you've heard this, but we have said that racing in Quebec is dead, and we've said that it's coming back, this, that, and the other, but numbers don't lie. Our friends at Jockey Club Quebec have just wrapped up their mini-meet at Trois-Rivières, or Trois-Rivières, as it's now called. And the crowd and the handle numbers are enough to make your accountant Uncle Sid smile. Quebec Rising on this edition of Trot Radio. Always a pleasure to have with us the chairman of the board of the Quebec Jockey Club, Mr. Tony Infelice. And Tony, there really is encouraging news coming out of what you folks are doing in the town of Three Rivers. Great stuff. You had your meet there. How many dates was it?
Well, we had a brief meet. We had 10 race dates from September the 9th to October the 9th over a five-week period.
You drew some incredible numbers.
Well, we were excited. The fan reception was just fantastic. We drew in the 10 race dates about 35,000 fans, so about an average of 3,500 per card, ranging from over 6,000 on opening day to, I think we had a couple of rainy Tuesday where we had about 1,500 or so. So that's the range of attendance. So we were very pleased, way beyond our expectations.
You must have had some people coming in from out of town that were starved for some live racing.
We have. I would say the that area of Quebec is called La Mauricie, and we had from that whole area that includes the surrounding area, Commerce, Shawinigan, but we had people coming in from Montreal and Quebec City by organized buses, as well as people just coming in on their own from the townships, from Montreal and so on. It became a bit of a social occasion. You saw people that you hadn't seen for a while, and it was a very positive environment.
Well, the social aspect of racing is such a key component. Tell us about handle. What was that like on track? Total handle.
The total handle is the number that I have, and most of it is on track because we haven't yet built up a client base. We don't, mm-hmm. Once we have regular dates, which are the Tuesday nights and the Sunday afternoons, I believe the handle on HPI and on off-track betting and so on throughout Canada and hopefully the States next year will go up. But we averaged 63,000 for the 10 cards, and we had a high, I believe, of 88 on opening day, where we really couldn't accommodate everybody at the windows. And
you weren't expecting that kind of crowd.
Not at all. No, we weren't ready for that. We were hoping for 2,000 to 3,000, and we got over 6,000, so we just weren't ready for it.
I guess the most important thing from the horseman's perspective is that knowing that racing at Trois-Rivières is going to be something that contains a measure of, what's the word I'm looking for, of confidence insofar as the Jockey Club owns the building, owns or leases the property. It's not just going to go away at a whim.
That's right. Through the Jockey Club, the industry now owns the Hippodrome 3R at Trois-Rivières. And also, the other great uncertainty which has been resolved is that we have finally been able to open some betting parlors, some OTBs, starting late June. We have four open now with the betting, also the inter-track betting at the track in Trois-Rivières going on year-round. And we will open one more in November in Laval and five more next year. So those two very solid, provide a very solid foundation, I think, for the rebirth of racing and also breeding in Quebec. So there is a positive note for the first time in years.
I want to go to the breeding and to the purses as a function of handle, since that's really all you've got to rely on, and good for you for doing it. But I want to go to the marketing that you're doing. Rebranding it to 3R, or what would you call it, Air Trois?
No, it's a 3R in English and Trois Air in French, with the three rivers, basically, just capturing similar to what the Grand Prix folks have done. They have a big Grand Prix in Three Rivers as well, NASCAR, and they have a GP3R, and so we're Three Rivers is now a growth town. It's had some rough times with pulp and paper declining badly. There's a vibrant leadership in the mayor, Yves Lévesque, there, and we're part of some nice economic growth that's coming in Trollivia.
I'm just wondering if it's not part of an overall strategy to perhaps try and lure in a younger demographic.
Well, one of the reasons we had problems at the betting windows was that we had so many young people. We've had to put in some people helping explain how to bet on standardbred racing and also on the thoroughbreds at the Intertrack. We have had a lot of young people show up, and that's very nice.
Now, the purses have been decent. And again, that's a function of handle. The purses, especially in the stakes divisions, have been very attractive. You mentioned earlier in some press releases that those purse amounts are likely to improve as handle improves. What are we looking at for next year and down the road in terms of Quebec sire stakes?
That's right. We're looking at a number of legs with a point system, not dissimilar to the grassroots series. Where if you get points, you're eligible for a final, and the finals, we're not sure how many legs there would be next year, but somewhere around four or so, with a final of 50,000 per category. So 2 and 3 year olds, all divisions would go pace and trot for finals of 50,000, and then for 4 and 5 year olds, we would have a final of 25,000 with maybe a lesser number of legs or eliminations, if you will.
I like that. I really, and I think I'm not the only one, likes the idea of stakes for 4 and 5 year olds. What a great way to keep the stars on the track.
Absolutely, and it is. It does bring the people out, and they do follow their stars and their favorites. There's no question. Now, for 2014, we see that going from 50 to 75. 2015, 100,000, and in 2016, 100,000 for foals of Quebec mares, and we'll be introducing in 2016 also a final for Quebec sired foals, a separate stream. They will compete in the same eliminations, and one side will stream for Quebec mares, and the other one Quebec sires for 100,000 on one side and 50,000 on the other, respectively. These are basically foals from matings that would take place in the upcoming 2013 breeding season.
Sure. What's the relationship been like lately between the jockey club and the horse people? ADAC comes to mind. Obviously, there's got to be some basis of optimism now that maybe wasn't there before.
Absolutely. I think the mood is good. It's clear that I do sense and I have a great deal of empathy for a number of people that have been beat up financially quite badly over these past few years, have lost significant sums of money because of the stoppage of racing in Quebec and their inability to really get any value at all for their foals. I'm speaking specifically of the commercial breeders, but also those that breed for themselves. And some people are not in a position to reinvest in the business, and they're very frustrated by that.
Well, I can tell you, we're starting to feel your pain in Ontario now. We're obviously going through something very similar to that with our breeders. There have been some very long faces at the yearling sales, but at least, your people are putting together something that shows a light at the end of a bigger tunnel, not a shrinking one. Let's talk about the fact that in years past there's been hope that, yes, we're going to raise Quebec racing out of the ashes. You've heard the jokes. What happens when you get a case of beer and four Quebecers together? A new track gets built in Montreal. But all kidding aside, what would you be able to impart to Quebec horse people to let them know that, look, we are definitely moving forward, and this isn't really the pipe dream you may have thought it was?
Well, we've tried to provide estimates of what purses could be by the type of funding that we have now. That is, the profit on betting, and also what we can generate in terms of events and entertainment at the 3R Hippodrome. But it's quite frankly, it's not going to be sufficient purse revenue. If we can get to $4 million by 2017 with the revenue streams we have today, that is clearly insufficient to have a truly viable industry and a breeding industry here in Quebec. We need purses of $10 to $12 million in order to do that, which is fairly modest relative to the level of purses of 20, 30 million and more that we've had here historically in the past, but it's what we feel at the Jockey Club and also the Horsemen's Association, the ATTACC, is on board with us. This is a minimum that we need to have a viable industry and to, we believe with that level of purses that we can have 3,000 jobs here directly related to horse racing. Now that's a small number of jobs in comparison to the 20 to 30,000 from the OMFRA report or the 55,000 direct and indirect previously cited. But it's, you know, we have to be realistic given that we were at really a zero point here. And just to say very quickly, the model in Ontario with where the agreement with slots at the racetracks is so socially correct and so good with regard to generating jobs in Ontario and revenue for the Ontario government that we truly hope that there will be a sensible, very significant plan come through here during the coming weeks for our colleagues in Ontario.
Well, we appreciate that. I just want to go back to the point I was trying to make was this. You know, imagine what kind of a partnership Quebec can now have. Quebec Racing can now have with a willing government, regardless of political stripe, seeing what you guys have done on your own. Imagine how much bigger it could be and better it could be with any kind of a partnership, whether it's direct funding, whether it's another form of VLTs or whatever. You guys have shown the Quebec government that, look, we can make a go of this. Now be our partner. We're not trying to, you know, leech off you people.
That's exactly right. We want to be partners. Any government investment in the industry would get a return on that investment. I believe that's what the situation in Ontario is, and that's what the solution will eventually be in Ontario. And we want to provide a return on any investment. We're not looking for grants or aid. We're looking for a partnership and investment in the industry. We want to be part of the solution to job creation and economic growth here in this province.
Well, it's good to say that there is a future for Quebec Racing, and it's been a long, hard road. It's not going to be a heck of a lot easier down the road, but it's getting a little bit easier. Tony Infelice, the chairman of the board of the Jockey Club of Quebec, always a pleasure to have you. Come on down to Ottawa, say hi to us, and, you know, if you see me around the Rideau grounds, hit me over the head, will you?
Thanks very much, Norm. Take care.